Chapter 16. Philadelphia. Louis worked all the last week of September for the Swan Boat Man in the Boston Public Garden. He was a great success and was becoming famous. On Saturday, the boatman paid him $100 in cash, which Louis placed carefully in his money bag. The boatman, after paying the first night's bill at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, decided to let Louis sleep on the lake instead of in the hotel, and this suited Louis better. He slept with the ducks and geese on the lake, floating gracefully on the surface of the water, his head tucked under his wing. Louis took good care of his trumpet. He kept it polished, and once a week he cleaned the spit out of it. He learned new songs whenever he could, by listening to people's radios and by attending concerts. He was very good at remembering music he had heard. He was really a natural-born musician, or, in his case, a natural-hatched musician. One song he liked was "Beautiful Dreamer, Wake Unto Me." Whenever he played it, he thought of Serena, and always when he finished it, the passengers on the Swan Boat clapped loudly and cheered. Louis liked applause. It made him feel light-hearted and gay. Sometimes, at the end of the afternoon, Louis played "Now the Day Is Over." He made it sound sweet and sad. One afternoon, when he was leading the last trip of the day, he played the Cradle Song by Brahms. The passengers sang the words.